Yeah, it's Neville here. It's Tuesday, June the 30th, last day of June, and it's evening time. I'm in my office just catching up with quite a few things, and there's still a huge to-do list to do, but I installed Firefox 3.5 a little earlier for Windows, and some immediate impressions about it. Not explored it in any depth. There's features that I've discovered or I've read about that I think are very interesting looking. There's one in which it looks quite complex. I'll come back to that in a second. Couple of immediate things that are excellent. First off, boy, is this fast compared to the previous version. What was it, 3.0 point something? Now it's more, I think, the kind of thing you don't notice because it's at the kind of speed you'd expect. I mean, I'm actually thinking this is pretty close to Google Chrome speed, and that thing loads in about 5 seconds. So the previous version. And bear in mind, I have a billion add-ons in Firefox. It took, often it seemed to be 20 to 30 seconds to start. This is max 10 seconds, if not less than that, just on the couple of loads. When I installed it and upgraded it, it presented me with a huge list of add-ons it wouldn't support, that don't work with this current version, none of which are indispensable to me, to be honest. The one that surprised me was Cool Iris, but I then did a search and it found another version. So I had to do that manually. Its automatic search didn't show that up. And I haven't explored any of the other ones yet. But I like the speed. Another thing I like, which is again a visual thing you notice, and they've obviously taken this from Google Chrome, which is to open a new tab. On the tab that is open when you first launch it, for instance, there's now a little symbol next to it, which... in fact, if you've got loads of tabs, you've got the symbols at the right-hand side after the rightmost tab that, if you hold your mouse over it, open a new tab. It's like a plus sign. Now, that, a small thing. But until now, what I used to do is find an empty space where tabs are, right-click, choose new tab. I mean, so many clicks. This thing's just perfect. One of the great features of Google Chrome, I found. And speaking of Chrome, it's got a privacy feature now in Firefox, private browsing, it's called. Which a bit like the similar feature in Chrome, which doesn't remember anything about your trail, cookies, cache, you name it. And this, I guess, is similar. I've not tried it yet. It's also got something I think which could be useful, although I never really use a new window. I'm always new tab, which is a command in the history which you can reopen recently used tabs. Now you've got recently closed windows as a choice, and I'm looking at it and it's actually blank. So there's that. The thing that intrigued me was color correction or color profiles, ICC profiles as they're known, in the way in which Firefox treats images, video too for that matter, but imaging that does something. This is quite technical. I haven't totally got my head around it, but I see some stuff I've been reading talks about it renders images far more effectively to the, or rather closer to the true color of the original image in the browser than previous versions have done. That could be important if you're doing things like screen captures, for instance. So it may or may not be critical, I don't know. But I like the idea of that with color profiles, for example. Also, video is treated far better in this version of Firefox. Does not so dependent on flash as I understand it. I've not yet explored that fully. There's something about video that is a what do you call it? Like a technology HTML5, I think it is, elements that are to do with video encoding as well as audio for that matter, as I understand it. Not explored that fully yet, but that looks an interesting feature too. So. I think it's excellent. I guess most of all is from upgrading it, the stuff you just don't notice it works. And it's not crashed once, and that I'm pleased about. So I would say if you've got a previous version of Firefox, whatever it is, you should upgrade. Having said that, note the add-ons that don't work and do a search beforehand just to get confirmation of which ones don't work that you can't live without, in which case that might influence whether you upgrade or not. But on balance, purely on this little look, an experience now, I think this is the best one yet, without any doubt.